I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville.
We were designed to run. Let us talk to you a little bit more about what you're trying to accomplish and how you can best get there. That's the thing. That's why VO2 is here.
Welcome to Get Fit Louisville. Whether it's biking, running, or swimming, Jeff and Angie can help you get the most out of each breath. Listen up, Louisville. It's time to get fit.
I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville. Jeff, today we're talking about something that, I mean, you just click on a computer and you're going to see it pop up, fitness trends, and they've come to the River City.
Absolutely. They've definitely started to show up. I was just recently contacted by Jerry Downs of the Courier Journal to get my opinion on a few of them, and then I started to notice that there were a lot more of the new fitness trends in the Louisville market, especially in St. Matthews.
Okay, well, let's start talking about that and begin with Orange Theory Fitness. And mm-hmm. First, explain what it is and how are people getting involved in it here?
Right. Orange Theory Fitness is something that just recently showed up. I don't know if many people noticed that might have lived in the St. Matthews area or around Louisville, but there were a lot of orange bikes that were chained to trees, to street signs, to bumpers of cars for a while, and it kind of got my curiosity when I saw those around. I wasn't real sure what they were, and come to find out it Billy Davis with Orange Theory Fitness, it was a promotional thing, and basically it is in interval training or high intensity, low volume training studio where a group of people, heart rate monitors, one personal trainer. I think 20 to 25 individuals at a time go in, and they're on treadmills, setups, rowing machines, things of that nature. Is kind of the premise behind the Orange Theory Fitness. I'm not real sure how many people they have signed up yet, because I think they were going to try to get roughly 400 people signed up before they kind of kicked off the program. Is what I think I recently read, but I'm not real sure where they are in that process.
Okay, let's talk first about the positives of something that's based on heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
So what's positive about this entering our market?
Well, I think it's like anything. Mm-hmm. It's new and it's exciting. It's a different way to train for people. So I think there's definitely gonna be some excitement with that, because a lot of people don't understand heart rate training. I coach people and athletes every day, and we use we use heart rate as a guide or a measuring stick to kind of see where they are. And there's different levels of heart rate zone, zone one, zone two, zone three, zone four, zone five. Zone one is basically resting heart rate. Zone two, walking. When you kind of get around the zone three, that's where you've got a little bit more effort. And you have zone four and zone five, and zone five is basically when you're maxed out.
Right.
And you can't hardly breathe and you can't see straight.
Right.
Which would be considered very high intensity. The benefits of zone training, like I said, it does give you, a good indicator of where you are, mm-hmm. Where you've been, and kind of where you're headed.
Okay. And their components, it's treadmill training, indoor rowing, weight training blocks, which, I mean, all of those things, I love mm-hmm. to hear that people are going to mm-hmm. be, doing them, especially if you haven't had the experience. But like you said, it's a group of 20 or so people mm-hmm. who are going through these together. So what might be some of the areas of issue?
I think that the biggest issue that I see with any time that you're in, when you're doing heart rate training, is when you have groups of people and dealing with athletes every day, I kind of have I guess doing heart rate training for so long with those people, you kind of see where they are, where they're going, but you also, they usually come to me somewhat fit. And if I feel like they're not, maybe up to par, up to the training that they want to do, the first thing I would tell them is to go, get checked out by your physician, just to make sure that you're good to go. Because when you start getting into that high intensity, low volume, which is what a lot of people are doing, because it does keep from breaking your body down as much, and it does increase your VO2 max, it does increase your workout over time. A lot of runners who want to get faster do interval training or speed work, which is high intensity, low volume.
Right.
It works. But, the biggest thing is if you get people into a facility that maybe aren't up to, maybe they've got heart disease or something of that nature, and an underlying issue that you don't know about, you got to be real careful because you can jeopardize, you know, that individual's health.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about a place that's also getting some buzz, and that's Coco Fit Club of Louisville. Mm-hmm. Can you explain their concept?
You know, Coco is, from what, you know, from what I've seen and what I've read and what I've looked at, it's kind of like an interactive gym, mm-hmm. To give you feedback immediately. So basically, you know, you've got a USB or something of that nature that you plug into the equipment. It logs all of your workouts that you're there, and then you kind of dump it into the system. So it's kind of like having an electronic trainer is really what it's like there. You know, it's kind of a 24/7 type of thing. You can go in whenever, kind of work out. But you're seeing a lot of these little micro gyms pop up. And I think what's happening is, you know, you've got large group training, then you've got individual training. And then I think sometimes what we're doing is we're forgetting that, you know, there are personal trainers out there that do a phenomenal job.
Right.
That can get you pointed down the right path. But we tend to be so busy, or we don't have time, or we can't make it to the gym. So we tend to go back to more of that, I guess, either a large group at one time, or, you know, in the Coco's instance, it would be more of a digital training partner is what the way I would look at it.
You know, Coco offers a free guest pass, and I would mm-hmm. be interested, because I haven't tried it. I'd be very interested in it. But they also tout the fact that personal trainers can be expensive, but you've got a quote-unquote smart trainer, a mm-hmm. digital trainer. Right. And I just, I know for me and for other, some people, they might like that.
Right.
But for me, I mean, I need someone to look how I lift because I right. tore my rotator right. cuff. Or we were just joking before we went live here on, I was born with club feet. Right. And I have some issues with my
sure.
feet.
Sure.
And can the smart trainer, you know, deal with that
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. And see, I think that's where you kind of get yourself into trouble. I think, you know, with trends, that's why they're called trends. Mm-hmm. They come and go.
Right.
And I think you have to be very careful with them. You know, if you go in and you don't really know the proper technique with lifting or the
sure.
Or with rowing or with running on a treadmill or whatever it might be, you can really put yourself in a bad spot quick. And the last thing we want to do is injure ourselves. And it's typically at places like Coco's or you know, a Milestone Fitness or a YMCA or, you know, an Orange Theory, I can guarantee you the majority of their clientele is going to be in their 30s and 40s. They're not going to be in their 20s and teens. And I think you have to take a look at that when you start to train, because we just can't do things like we used to when we were kids. And not having a trainer, I think, there to educate you and guide you a little bit on your process could put you in a bad spot quickly.
Unless, like you said, you're someone who's knowledgeable and educated. Because conversely, even though I love to work out sometimes with people, other times I don't want anyone talking.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Well, what about, I mean, on the other side of all of this, something like Planet Fitness. And mm-hmm. I recently walked into one where I'm relocating in terms of living areas. And I walked right back out because I thought I am going to feel like a complete jackleg if I come in here and work out to get fit. Not that there weren't people who were, you know, sweating and mm-hmm. going after it, but there was so much, no gym and gym intimidation is how they say
right.
it. I felt like I'm being almost intimidated because I want to push myself to the max. And so that's certainly not a place
right.
for me, but it is for some people.
Right. You know, I think that's the thing. I think any place you go, when you walk in, I mean, it can be intimidating. It can, you know, you might walk in and you know, I'm a member of Milestone Fitness. There are a lot of elderly people at mm-hmm. Milestone Fitness.
Yep.
I would call it more of a health club. However, they are trying to change the way they're going about doing things. They've got a lot of great trainers on staff there. They're adding CrossFit stuff, different type of boot camps, kettlebells. I know a lot of the trainers there. They're wonderful people, and they do a really, really good job. And they reach out. They do a
right.
great job at reaching out. They probably have more certified trainers on staff than any place that I've ever walked in my life. You know, and so you've got your traditional style gyms like that, and then you have more of your digital style. And I think, you know, there is somewhere, you know, there's probably a gym for all of us out
yes.
there. But, you know, there's goods and bads with any place that you go. I've been in places before where I've seen, you know, trainers that are supposed to be working with individuals, and they're sitting over there on their phone texting, not watching them lift, counting reps, you know, and not doing what they should be doing or what mm-hmm. you're paying them to do. So I think, you know, there's, you know, with the YMCAs, the Planet Fitnesses, and all those different gyms out there, I think you have to figure out what works best for you.
I think you really have hit the nail on the head, though, when you said having somebody reach out to you. Mm-hmm. That those initial few seconds when you walk inside mm-hmm. of any fitness facility, whether it's Orange Theory Fitness or, you know, a big time gym, mm-hmm. that being embraced, mm-hmm. I think really kind of sets you on the path. I've watched people walk out.
Right.
I mean, I walked out.
Right. Well, and I think that's, yeah, it's tough, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it is because, you know, of what I do every day. I'm in the fitness world. I see different people every day. I hear their complaints. I see right. their stories. I go to the gym, you know, to go swim or maybe jump on the treadmill or, to lift or something of that nature. And, I think that just like with any facility, I think, there's not one particular facility that'll fit everybody's needs.
Right.
However, I think, you know, you have to figure out what works for you, what drives you, what gives you the motivation. A computer is not going to give you any motivation. I guess it could. I guess Siri could say something to you on your on your iPhone, maybe, and get you fired up a little
sure.
bit. But I think that's from what I've seen. Gyms have been around a long time, and people mm-hmm. have been going into them for a long time. And trends kind of have come and gone, and they faded. And different style of workouts have come and gone and faded. And I think there's definitely the Cocos and the Orange Theory have a place. But I think that the biggest thing is you need to see results, because if you don't see results, you're not going to stay with it at all. Period.
Well, it's interesting though, also kind of like with clothing trends. Way back when I moved here in 2002 from Michigan, I worked for a while at, it was more of a fitness facility called mm-hmm. Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these, I mean, it was really cool because the technology was so new, but you plugged in after working with a trainer and they programmed this little key, you would plug it into the machines. And this was back before any of that stuff
right.
was really mainstream. And so essentially you're seeing some of that come back
right.
after some of these other businesses though went
right.
out of business.
Right. And I think that's the biggest thing with any of them is, you know, how do you, do you continue to grow and mold yourself mm-hmm. into the future as a fitness facility, and try to stay ahead of the curve of what other companies are doing, because people will get tired of going to the same place.
Right.
Gym memberships, I mean, they'll tell you they lose people, gain people all the time. So you have to have a pretty good base of people to stay consistent. But I think with anything in the fitness world, it's motivation. At the end of the day, you have to be motivated to do it because our lives are busy. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons, Coco's probably works because people are very busy.
Right.
They don't have time. They can't get to a trainer or they get in at 9 o'clock at night when they get a chance to go. Like last night, example, I got to go, jump on the treadmill and do some speed work at 9:30 at night. Luckily the gym stays open till 10. I got a quick run in and I got to leave. I think with the Coco's thing, I think it's, if you're that type of person mm-hmm. and you're, a lot of people are digitally driven.
Right.
I think, having immediate feedback, and seeing it is very important. However, at the end of the day, you'll get tired of doing the same thing.
Right.
And sometimes it's nice to have somebody barking in your ear a little bit mm-hmm. to keep you motivated, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. But it is kind of interesting that you, like you said, you see these things kind of come and go, and those companies were here and now they're gone, and you wonder how long, those types of companies will stay around.
Well, it's like Curves. It was a perfect antidote for my mom's, what I call her exercise issue, because she was giving people love and care and not right. herself.
Right.
And so Curves was wonderful, and I would come home to Michigan and work out with her and just
right.
go, okay, I can't do this. You still see them, but not as many as what we used to. On the other hand, Jazzercise, that is never going out of style.
No.
And it's amazing if you try it. It's just, I'm amazed at the demographics, but it's so simple, too. They
right.
don't need all the bells and whistles.
Right.
And some people appreciate that.
Right. Most definitely. I think it's interesting because everybody has been up late and they've been watching TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you see all the infomercials come on, and it's, P90X was
yep.
it was huge for quite a while. And there's still people who do the P90X. And now CrossFit has gotten huge.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of started slow and it's gotten a lot bigger. And I think there's a lot of those trends. And I think, with a population of 300 million people roughly in the United States of America, and obviously around the world, billions of people, you're going to find, you know, groups of people that like this style of exercise, you know, and like this style of fitness. And, you know, and it's, you know, it's a good opportunity for companies. If they can latch into that, they can, you know, they can make good money doing it. They can also help, individuals maybe reach a potential or that was within them that they didn't even know. Right. So I think that's the thing. Each person knows what they're capable of doing, and knows what they like. And I think that's why there's so many fads and trends out there. But just like with anything, fads and trends fade over time and something new comes along. And I think that's why you have to be, you know, at the end of the day, you have to continue to work hard, personally, on your personal side, on your own fitness. Cause you're, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own fitness. Nobody else is. Not a Fitbit, not a computer, not a personal trainer, not, a group of people. You know, I run with, you know, friends every now and then, go riding with them every now and then. And, you know, there's times when I've known there's five or six people that are waiting on me to go for a ride. And I'm like, I'm not going. And I'll just text them like, I'm out. I'm too busy. I can't. And they go without me. And I feel like, well, I'll let them down because they were kind of waiting on me. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for that. Yeah. I'm the one that's responsible to get myself out there. So I think that's with any fitness facility, you know, or what you're doing, you're responsible for your own gig, I guess.
Two things that you've brought up, and I'll start with number one, Fitbit. Explain mm-hmm. what this is.
Fitbit, I mean, you know, I've seen it. It's starting to grow. I've had people call the store, hey, do you carry Fitbit, which we don't. You know, it's a device that goes basically, you know, on your wrist. It actually monitors your sleep patterns, when you rest, when you don't rest. It monitors steps during the day. There's a lot of different information that you can get from a Fitbit that gives you, you know, instantaneous feedback to where you are. You know, I had no idea until the other day that it actually monitored your sleep patterns. So it knows actually wow. when you're resting better and when you're not resting as well, which I need to read up on it, I guess, sure. to kind of see exactly how it's doing that. But I get the counting steps and things of that nature right. that we've had, you know, step counters forever. Yeah. But a lot of people use them as just a guide. Hey, I'm going to walk 10,000 steps today, or I'm going to walk 5,000, or I'm going to walk, you know, 25,000 steps, or whatever it might be. They use that as something that's just a self-motivator. You never know what you're going to find. But, you know, I guess it's really just kind of a motivator to get you going and get you moving and get you thinking about what you're doing.
Well, what's funny is I've seen so many people talk about it. I had a friend who jokingly refers to it as the man because he's like, it's feeding all this information right. somewhere. Right. But in all seriousness, Fitbit has caused some people, thousands of complaints from people, itchy rashes and burns on right. the users. So right. they're recalling some of them from somewhere. But I have friends who just completely rely on it and also have said, part of their medical insurance utilizing Fitbit costs them lower rates.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
We both, I think, need to read up on yes. that. The other thing that I've kind of heard a theme in what we're talking about, though, and it's a trend, express workouts. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are your thoughts on those that you get fit in 30 minutes or less?
You know, that's that goes into the whole high intensity, low volume. Mm-hmm. Get fit in 30 minutes or less. Can you do that? Sure you can. Do I encourage it? Only after maybe you know you're capable of doing that. Now, right. look, you know, I think it's hard for somebody that's 50 pounds or 60 pounds or 100 pounds overweight to jump up off the sofa and do a P90X workout. I think they have to be very careful because they're going to go from, you know, a sedentary lifestyle where they live in zone one, zone two, the majority of the time to all of a sudden, you know, they're hitting you in zone four, zone five, and you're doing all these workouts and you're doing it in a 90-day, you know, program, 30 minutes a day. And it might not be the right workout for you. I think the biggest thing because most people want to become fit because they want to lose weight. The number one reason they want to lose weight. It doesn't matter if they're 5 pounds overweight
right.
or they're 100 pounds overweight. They want to lose weight. And I think every fitness trend, every fitness program, whether it be a 30-minute or a 3-hour day, starts with eating healthy and eating right. That's where you have to start. You know, just eating healthier, you know, will help you begin to drop weight. And all of a sudden, what you begin to realize is those exercises become a little bit easier because you don't have as much body weight mass to push around. And whether it's, like I said, 5 pounds or 100, As you start to drop weight, those exercises become a little bit easier. And as you gradually work into those exercises, you're going to get, you know, it's going to be a healthier outcome for you. Mm-hmm. You know, the low impact is big. You know, and if you're out of shape and overweight and you start doing something you've never done before, you run a real big risk of getting injured. And if you get injured, what's going to happen? You're going to sit on the sofa, or you might be sitting in the hospital bed or wherever with your leg propped up with a brace on it, and you can't do anything. And then you've basically just ruined your chances and your opportunity to really kind of maybe blow into a new year by losing weight and becoming more fit.
Absolutely. Another trend, and this one's with technology, and we're seeing it if you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, people who are documenting their own journeys mm-hmm. for better or worse. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I think that's good. I think it's I'm not real big on maybe having every one of your friends holding you accountable mm-hmm. if you're documenting and posting it everywhere. And I think it does get a little annoying sometimes to your friends and coworkers that see you posting everything you're doing. You know, I see it a lot. You know, yeah. A-type personalities tend to post a lot of stuff.
Yes.
About the things that they're doing during the day, whether they ran 5 miles with a baby stroller or they, you know, went hiking or something
right.
of that nature. But I do think there is some accountability. I think there's some encouragement there. I think some people will get behind you and encourage you. Some people will be like, oh, I can't stand to see another post from that person about, you know, they're riding, you know, 100 miles or something of that
right.
nature. But I really don't. I think it's a good way. I think it's a good outlet for the person who's posting it. It's just them saying, "Hey, you know, I've never done this before, and I'm proud of myself. I'm happy that I'm doing this." You know, and sometimes that's an encouragement for themselves just to put that out there because they know what kind of shape they were in before. I've got some clientele at the shop now. There's 4 or 5 individuals that are. On this program, and they post all the time about all the weight they've lost and their fitness. And there's 4 of them doing Ironman this year, and they've lost a lot of weight. And it's encouraging to see that because I think they can be encouragement to other people. So they do post a lot of stuff. I think they're actually out riding today in this cold, sunny day, like 100 miles or 80 or 100 miles. So happy for them because they've never ridden that far, number one. I told them it was going to be a pretty long, cold ride. You know, they'd get a little dehydrated and probably get colder as the day went on. But you know, they actually had people that were flying in to ride with them
wow.
and encourage them and support them. So it was pretty cool. So, yeah.
I think that is really cool. I think something you just hit the nail on the head. They're fantastic. You go, you, Mr.
Right.
You rode your
right.
550-mile
right.
bike race while I'm chasing around dogs and cleaning
right.
up dog poo.
Right.
You know, thanks for that.
Yeah.
But then, like, I have a friend who's trying to lose that last 80 pounds
right.
and talks about I screwed up this way or I tried this
right.
and I'm more inclined to read them when they make me feel empathetic or they connect with
right.
me and they're not more like, well, hang on, let me make sure I get that gold medal ready for
right.
you
right.
know. I mean, I'm motivated by the ones who are honest about the journey and the
right.
and it's probably just a writing style, but the ones who it seems like you're just throwing it in my face
right.
what I'm not doing
right. Yeah, I think that's the thing. You have to be a little cautious. You can't be self-absorbed when
yeah.
you post a lot of that stuff. You have to be very careful, you know, because some people might really love to have your lifestyle. You know, they might be,
yeah,
they might think,
sure.
man, I'd love to be riding 100 miles. But I sure don't need you throwing it in my face or
right.
or running a marathon. I'd love to be able to run a mile and you're running 26. You know, so I definitely don't want you throwing it in my face all the time. I think we do tend to get behind the people that you have the empathy for and you're right
mm-hmm.
there and you're just like, this is great. It's encouraging. You see how happy they are and what they're doing. And the different ways they're going about doing it versus the people who just put it up there all the time, post it all the time, and they're very fit people, and you know they're very fit people. And I've even seen that, you know, the people that are extremely fit talk about how they gained 2 or 3 pounds. I'm like, oh, man, that's the worst thing you could have said.
Yeah, now we hate you.
Yeah, now we absolutely cannot stand you. You just
right.
drove us over the edge. And they're out there. You know, there's
yeah.
people that are out there. But typically it's the people that you see that are starting from ground zero. We all started from ground zero, you know,
exactly.
and that's what we forget. We, you know, even the people that post a lot, you don't realize where they were 10 years ago because maybe you didn't know them
mm-hmm.
and they might have, maybe you don't know their past life and they might have been 100 pounds overweight or they
yeah.
might have been complete. They might have been a 4-pack-a-day smoker. Who
yeah.
knows? But you know, they turned their life around and got themselves fit. And you know, I think they have to be careful how much they post though.
and also that's making yourself vulnerable.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's part of it. You might be 0% body fat and
mm-hmm.
you run thousands of miles, but if you also make yourself vulnerable, then I think you connect to people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
On that
level. Yeah, if you make yourself vulnerable, you will absolutely connect with people.
I mean, I appreciate how you talk with us, and you're obviously fit, and this is what you do for a living and personally, but then you also tell fun stories about how, like, you know, you're trying something new and you're the last guy.
Oh, I'm so out of shape right now. It's ridiculous.
But it's you make yourself vulnerable that way, but at the same time you're an expert,
right?
You know, so you have that nice balance. And I think that's one trend that I do appreciate, because it does motivate people to say, well, gosh, that regular Joe's doing it.
Right.
Maybe I can too.
Well, and that, I think that's the great thing. Like I said, just being at the store is just fun, because you see all these different walks of life, and, you know, people come in and talk to me about these different fitness trends and different things that they're doing or different things they're trying. What's your opinion on this? And, you know, most people that know me, I can be very opinionated about stuff. I usually try not to comment on things I don't know a lot about.
Sure.
And you always tell people to be, you know, somewhat cautious. You know, at the end of the day, if you're trying to gain some fitness, you just have to put your feet on the pavement and do it. I mean, you just have to do it. It's just that simple. You know, I've been griping and complaining for the past, you know, 6 months. We're busy at work. We're expanding a little bit. And, you know, it's like going to the gym at 9:30 at night. And I knew the gym closed at 10. I'm like, hey, I'm going to get a half hour run. Well, you know, for a half hour for some people is a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm used to running longer than that. So I said, well, I'll do a high intensity, low volume speed work type, you know, and I'll knock it out in, you know, 25, 30 minutes and walk out of the gym. And then I got halfway into it. I'm like, I'm so out of shape. This is ridiculous. I don't want to do this anymore, you know. But I realized that, you know, it's, you just have to do it. If you're going to get to whatever level you want to get to, you just have to do it. There's no excuses. The only excuse is you making one. You know, you don't have any reason not to go do it. Just get out and go do it.
Absolutely. And in all fairness, I think I'm going to call up both Coco and Orange Fitness and go and try it out just to see. My home gym, though, is Proformance, and that's because they understand both the need, like you'd said.
Right.
Sometimes I do need somebody who's going, move it. Other times, I just don't want anybody to talk.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's the thing. It's, you know, the new trends are there, and I would encourage people, you know, if they, any place that's worth their salt is going to give you the opportunity to try it and not make you sign up, you know, right off the get, because it might not be for you, and that's okay. You know, don't feel pressured to do that. You know, go in, give it a whirl, see what it's all about, see if it works for you. Is it the right type of program for you? Or is having a personal trainer, the traditional style gym, you know, better for you? I think that, you know, if you go with the traditional style, you know, gym and you know, fitness club, then I think your trainer, if that's what you need to motivate you, I think you need to be honest with them and say, look, I want you to work with me. I want you to help me to get from A to B. These are my goals. You know, and if you look over there and your trainer's texting in the middle of a workout, you need to find somebody else. I'll just shoot you straight. I mean, it's just that simple, because that's what you're paying them to do.
Right.
You know, you're paying them to take care of you and to help you out. Because obviously you can't do it on your own, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's completely fine. So you want somebody to help you out. And so I think that's the, you know, the whole premise, you know, like with, the digital gym, you know, arena, you can walk away from that at any time. It's very easy. You know, if you're not getting results, you don't like, you just walk away. There's nobody there holding you accountable.
Absolutely.
And accountability goes a long way in the fitness world.
Yes, it does. Okay, last question for you. What is the top fitness trend that you actually hope becomes a tradition?
Top fitness trend that I hope becomes a tradition. You know, honestly, if you want to call walking a fitness trend, I would love to see our city become more pedestrian friendly in a conversation, whether we get out of our cars, walk a little bit more. We, you know, our community is so strange and broken up. When I go to other places, you know, like I was in Boulder this winter and Denver, they walk a lot more in those towns, or they're just more fit overall.
Yes.
You know, and what I've noticed is they're more pedestrian friendly, whether you're riding a bike, whether you're running, whether, you know, their crosswalks are bigger, they've got, their bike lanes are bigger. I mean, they are just fitness minded. You know, so I would hope the trend might be just to be more fitness minded as a community here in Louisville, because that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that makes you feel better. If you're eating healthy and you're out there getting some exercise, whether it's walking your dog or doing whatever, that would be my hope, that we would just become more fitness minded, and that would stick and become just, you know, who we are as a town. And I think we're heading that way. We'll get there, I believe. It might take a little more time. I mean, I got yelled at the other day in the park. I was riding my mountain bike and got yelled at, and they told me to ride single file. And I was looked around, and I was the only person in single file. So I'm not real sure what I was supposed to do at that point in time.
What?
You know, it's just somebody who was angry. He was in a hurry to get from A to B. And I'm like, you're in the park. You're in Cherokee
you're
Park.
In the park. It's deep breath.
Yeah, that well, I didn't do real well. I tried to chase him down my mountain bike, and I just couldn't catch him.
So. Look out for Jeff Miller.
I was so mad. I'm like, really? You've got to be kidding me. This is my first day out on a mountain bike because, you know, it's been so, weather's been so bad.
Oh, yeah, and that was gorgeous.
And the trail's kind of semi-dried out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll get on my mountain bike. Yeah, and then you get yelled at like the first time out of the gate, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. It's the whole year is just starting out like this. So my goal, you know, I would hope people would just become more fitness-minded and understand that people are out there trying to become more fit.
And so, if you're angry, stay away from Jeff Miller in the parks.
Yeah,
leave him alone.
Away. Yeah, leave me alone.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, which is located at 131 St. Matthews Avenue. And this has been Get Fit Louisville.